Governor Gary Herbert today signing a bill that brings back the firing squad, a move sure to draw criticism from capital punishment opponents. HB 11 says the firing squad can only be used when lethal injection drugs are unavailable.
Now, the governor's spokesman, Marty Carpenter, says once a judge signs a death warrant, the executive branch has an obligation to carry out the punishment.
When we have the law on the books that we are a capital punishment state, we have to have the ability to carry out those orders from a judge. In the event that we have someone on death row that is set to be executed, we have to be able to carry that out. Our primary method will still be lethal injection, but in the event that we cannot find the types of materials needed to carry out that sentence, firing squad will now be our backup. It has become difficult for other states around the country at times to procure the drugs that they need in order to make what's necessary to carry out a lethal injection. Understanding that that may be the case, we needed to have a backup method in place. So it's a matter of practicality and carrying out the law more so than it is change to what we're looking at as far as being a capital punishment state.
Well, the new law has drawn a lot of national, even international attention, but Carpenter says Utah isn't the only state to have a plan B.
All states that have capital punishment use lethal injection as a primary method, but many of those states also have a backup method. You know, whether it's electrocution, gas chamber, hanging, firing squad. A number of states already have a secondary method in place. And so, Utah's essentially just making sure that we're able to carry out those orders from the court.
Carpenter says people who are opposed to the death penalty can continue to make their views heard by addressing their members of the state legislature. Utah's last execution, the 2010 death of Ronnie Lee Gardner, was by firing squad.
Now, he was grandfathered into that form of capital punishment before lawmakers banned it in 2004. His brother, says Gardner, wanted to send a message by choosing the firing squad.